Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Friday and Jurgen Klopp has done his press conference ahead of United versus Liverpool at Old Trafford this Sunday. I am Paul Mitch and I'm joined by Jack Gill to discuss the major talking points of that and a few other things happening in the Liverpool world today. But first, just to let you know that this channel is sponsored this week by The Athletic, the best place to get in-depth writing on the mighty Reds, the Premier League and football in general right now. And there's a fantastic offer, theathletic.co.uk/redmennews will get you 50% off your yearly subscription. You also get the first month free. It works out to about £2.50 therefore, and you get an incredible writing. Now, I want to call your attention towards this. James Pearce is in the court battle between New Balance, Liverpool over the night. The Nike stuff is ongoing. James Pearce is there right now, and we'll go through some of his tweets in a moment. But just to bring you back, if you're not up to date with this, and it's such a strange sort of situation. Pearce was the man who broke it originally. So if you head to the Athletic, in this instance, .com, but he talks about where this has come from, because obviously there was talk that Nike had looked to be announced as the club's new partner from the start of next season after agreeing a bumper deal with the European champions, understood to be worth around £70 million per season, a £25 million per season increase, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, things have all moved on from there, but Pearce is keen to stress, if you want to find out where the origins of this story have come from, head to that article. There's loads of fantastic stuff there as well. There's a really interesting piece. I say interesting, I mean heartbreaking piece on the beach ball goal from 10 years ago, which was just one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life. But yeah, some brilliant writing there. And actually, you can get a 50% discount if you go over there and sign up right now. We've mentioned it, Jack. Let's just quickly flick over before we get into the press conference stuff. Obviously, James Pearce is there on site. He's been live tweeting kind of what's happening. Really interesting stuff. You know, just a couple of highlights from this. New Balance are stating that this season's Liverpool kit will be the highest selling in the club's history, with 2.9 million units sold. New Balance refers to a WhatsApp exchange between Liverpool MD Billy Hogan and the club director, which stated, "This match clause just absolutely screws us." Sounds like New Balance aren't messed around here. I think anyone who thought they were just going to come in, it was going to be a bit of a set of pleasantries exchange and then done. Yeah, they're gonna fight this by the looks of it.
I think it also says about New Balance messing up figures though as well. So it does seem a bit amateur at times, but I think it's one of them battles that will be ongoing for a few weeks, to be honest with you, and it'd be very difficult to see what happens in the end. But I think we'll come through and probably be with Knight next season.
Some mad stuff here, like, yeah. New Balance's Chris Davis being cross-examined by Guy Morpus QC about inaccurate figures previously given to Liverpool about distribution in the Far East. There seems to have been an error on the wholesale doors, a very big error.
It's very American, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's all very American.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I think it's obviously there's a lot of technicalities now. They're using obviously phrases that they're used to using. But New Balance forecast they can get LFC into 634 doors across America in 2021. But Liverpool insist email exchanges between New Balance staff showed that's unrealistic. For this season, it's just 275. I think this is what it boils down to for Liverpool, isn't it? Is that Nike are just they're just a global enterprise. Yeah. And if anyone, there'll be people, I'm sure people watching this or listening to this right now, who will be able to attest to this, it's very difficult to get Liverpool shirts outside of the country, in the various far-flung reaches of the globe.
It's difficult as well, because obviously it's brilliant being New Balance's poster boys, But I think when it comes to Nike, obviously you've mentioned already how brilliant they are on a global scale, and we've seen with goalkeeper kits over the years they've sold out too quickly. It's been very hard to get them, even in this country, even from the official club shop. So
yeah.
Outside the country it must be so much harder, and Nike will change that, of course.
Yeah, so follow at James Pearce LFC if you want the latest on that, and as I say, that one's kind of rumbling on at the moment. But we move on. Yes, Jurgen Klopp did his press conference. We'll get some of Dave Maddox's tweets up on this, but we'll have a general discussion. You watched it.
Yeah.
You said to me just before we went on, it was quite interesting press conference. No, like, news per se, but it was just things rumbled on quite nicely as far as build up goes.
Yeah, it was brilliant from Jurgen Klopp, as always. He basically said that he has massive respect for United, and that he's not really happy with how Sky have been the last few weeks, like criticising United and that. But he seemed so ready for war, and he said how happy he was that actually Solskjaer seems to be the only manager in the world that wants to play Liverpool right now and actually bring it on. And
I thought that was a really interesting thing, because he's saying it's being billed as a good game for United. Yeah. And in that regard, I think the reading of that is, because if you're struggling, having a game that gets you up, a game to get passionate for, actually is weirdly coming up against the best team in the league on form right now. Shouldn't on paper, because it's United, it is, but you're dead right. It what I like is the references throughout this. There's loads of stuff being set up for, and you always talk about it in sport, about things that you pin on the dressing room wall.
Yeah.
And Man United have been handed loads. It's been crafted. I think Klopp actually references the combined 11 thing. So like Danny Mills has combined 11, Jose Enrique's combined 11, and he basically had a pop at Sky, and the guy from Sky, didn't he? Saying, you've done this and you've basically set it up as a potential banana skin for us.
I think it is one of them, and I think people are looking at it going, you expect Liverpool to win this one, but Man United are Man United. They're a team that can do that. And, you know, over the years, how often have we ever looked at it like that? It's always been Liverpool versus Man United, the two biggest clubs in England, come together. It could go either way. And I think Klopp's intent on making sure this is no different from that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, he says, like, it's built. Sky are building a banana skin. He's saying that's what people want. They want the story to be Manchester United underdogs and all the pressure. And, oh, they've shocked the world by beating Liverpool. They're setting it up, and what he's saying is almost, well, you can tell. Hello, sorry. You can tell that Liverpool are using it in the flip reverse. Like, Jurgen Klopp's not coming out and saying things. He's not coming out and going, Solskjaer's crap. He was given loads of opportunities to basically ruin United and have a go and merely stoke the fires of the rivalry. And he just basically battered it all away. I thought he handled that brilliantly. And in doing so, he said, like, he's basically going, he's going to go to his players and go, the media are waiting for you to slip up here.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you to be complacent. They're waiting for you to treat Man United with disrespect. But we're not going to do that, are we, lads? Ray, everyone gets fired up. I think he's handled that really well.
He was awesome, as always, Jurgen Klopp. Ready for war, as I say. And it was one of them things as well. He was asked about Solskjaer's mind games at the start. And he basically said, well, yeah, those players will probably play at the weekend.
I love that. Because he says, doesn't he? He says, a couple of days ago, De Gea and Pogba, no chance. Ask him today, maybe.
Yeah.
By the time kickoff comes, they'll definitely be involved.
And that's the thing. He said that, and then the Sky reporter says, oh, you mentioned Solskjaer's mind games. He's like, no, I didn't. I didn't say those words.
Yeah.
And that's just, he's just brilliant. He's the perfect manager. And, you know, when Mourinho used to do stuff like that, I used to despise him, you know, that sort of mind games. But with Jurgen Klopp, he just does it in such a funny, comical, like a brilliant way. And it's so good to see.
I love the fact that I feel like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's going, ooh, it's Liverpool United. I'll go to my Fergie handbook of what I should do in these situations. What? Play some mind games. And he's gone, ha-ha, have a mind game, Jurgen. I'm in your head. You've got no idea what I'm doing. And Jurgen's gone, yeah, he's going to play on your way, mate. And then gone, no, it's not mind games. It's just, he said, this is you just want your opposition manager to know as little about your starting 11 as possible. That's just what it is. And he's just basically, it's just like he's gone, aw, Ole, aw. Isn't that lovely what you've tried to do there?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's the way he is as a manager since taking over Man United, he seems to be acting like Ferguson's his dad or something, or like the fact he never parks in his parking spot, stuff like that. And it's like you say, it is literally like he's taken a leaf out of Ferguson's book for this one. But he isn't Sir Alex Ferguson, he's a PE teacher. And we'll see. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, he says that. I love that, though. There's the quote with Dave Maddock covering it there. It says, response to Man United, mind games yesterday, no chance for the hair and popper today, to maybe tomorrow it's a chance. And it goes with some of his answers, because he says, we'll have to see on Salah, Mata, and Alisson. When he was asked at the start of the press conference, he said, how are they doing? And he said, better. Now, we've seen the pictures, we've seen them, they're all in full training. He did reference later on, I guess the only thing that's news out of this is that in terms of the fitness and stuff, he made reference to, it's not ideal, you'd like a full week's preparation for this game because it's such a big game, it's such a big spectacle for the viewing public, you know, for fans of football worldwide. But he did also say, we've had 3 or 4 days of everyone being back. And, you know, when you see the pictures doing the rounds, that says to me that, you know, he's got Alisson to choose from. He's going to have Salah to choose from. He's going to have Matip to choose from. He's going to have Keita to choose from. He said, no, everyone came back from international duty healthy. And that is absolutely massive when you consider that Man United could well have one or two difficulties picking the team.
Fantastic news for us. And I think that comment about Matip, Alisson and Salah is literally just responding to how Solskjaer's been this week. I think all three of them will start, to be honest with you. And I think we're in a position now where we've got our strongest team. They've got several injury problems, yeah, in inverted commas, but that's the story all week. They've posted the story of, we're struggling for injuries, and Klopp's come out and says he's not arsed, we're perfect. So
There was an interesting one with a couple of Norwegian journalists to come over, and they basically made reference to, like, they're not normally there, and obviously you get loads of extra people who turn up for these presses because it's such a big game, and they've got, obviously, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer fans that I presume they will be, being Norwegians, and they're like asking him. Well, they do this thing about, they obviously want him to succeed, because I think that's the narrative. And I don't know if you've seen this graphic that was doing the rounds, and it was the first X number of games in charge, Solskjaer's got 2 more points than Klopp had. And it strips the context away of what teams were being inherited and all that kind of jazz. But I love the fact that Klopp, again, he's just not being drawn on it. He's not going to bite on it. He ends up kind of saying, like, all right, you've come over here, you've never been in one of these press conferences before, and you want me to give you this juicy quote on, oh, I'll give Ole Gunnar Solskjaer advice on how to stave off the sack. He just goes, if you're good enough, you know, he knows what he's doing. He knows that club inside and out. You don't need to have been Real Madrid manager to be a big manager. Look, if you lose your board and you lose the internals, then you're in trouble. But it's nothing. He knows that what you want. I thought he handled it perfectly.
I mean, I love that laugh from Klopp. In the gesture, it's literally like that.
Yeah,
And it's just like the way he laughs at it. The way he's just like, you know what? I don't have any advice for Solskjaer. He's got to do it on his own. And that's what you want Klopp to do. So many times when you're asked about managers, you hear someone just say, oh, I'm going to be respectful, I think he's a brilliant manager.
Yeah.
But Klopp's just like, no, I've got
He didn't
got
even
no
like
words.
Lead to his defence and say he's great or anything. I just think, again, he doesn't want to get drawn into it, fine. And I'll be perfectly honest, he's got no love for Manchester United. He's the Liverpool boss. It makes his life easier to not have, you know, he'll want Man United to not be great. And so, look, let's be honest, we all want, no point in him. You don't want him throwing the on because you don't want them looking for a reaction, like we said earlier, but also it's to everyone, it's the league's benefit for Manchester United to keep Solskjaer in charge, because even if he engineers a win against Liverpool at the weekend, about one, no matter how he does it, he's not good enough to be Man United manager, so it's for the best that he stays there for everyone else, because you want them to be a bit crap.
Another part of the press conference I found really interesting was actually Klopp spoke about recent fixtures between us and Man United, and how in the past, with, he referred to the pundits of today, used to kick each other and do tackles like that, and he says, like, this weekend you won't see anything like that from us. And I thought that was interesting, because obviously recent games between us and Man United the last 3, 4, 5 years under Klopp, they have been quite, well, a lot of nil-nils, some 1-1s there. Yeah, cagey. And I wonder if tomorrow he's saying that because the lads are actually going to go in fired up, ready to go and look for an early goal and really, really look to get hit Man United early on.
This is, again, part and parcel. Manchester United are relying on this fire. The fire in their belly, the fire in the hearts and minds of the players and the fans in the stands, to create this cauldron, to fire them through to a win or whatever against us. And you can see it in Klopp. He's like, he knows that's what's coming. Yeah. He knows, but that's what he talks about. It's saying, this game needs that. I expect that from my players. That is the expectation. Yeah. I expect them to play with this level of passion. He talks about being emotional and needing that emotion, yeah. but also you've got to play football because if Liverpool can match the intensity of Manchester United, then that's when their quality will come out. Because look, there's no denying it. United have good players and they have players who can hurt us. Rashford has hurt us before. Martial has hurt us before. Pogba has hurt us before. And they can hurt teams. But we have superior quality in almost every area of the pitch, but Liverpool need to give themselves the platform for it. And he's right, you know, he says, he didn't even realise, like, they'd not won there before. He'd never really thought about it, which again, I think is absolutely great. But he talks about, like, that it's not a big deal for them. Their confidence, they're not any more or less confident they are going into every single game. And that's, I think, this is a great opportunity in this game for us to show our level really against United.
That's the thing. Van Dijk said himself yesterday as well. He said the problem with Man United at the minute is that they're not playing with confidence, and I think he's hit the nail on the head there really. And at the end of the day, confidence goes out the window in a fixture like this, and it doesn't matter whether you're playing with confidence or not, because actually in a fixture like this you gain confidence. They'll, as you say, it'll be a cauldron at Old Trafford. They'll try and create an atmosphere. They'll try and come and hit us early on, so it's important that we match that. And I think Klopp's recognised it, and I think that the first 10-15 minutes will be very, very good.
One just interesting thing that lastly, before we take some of the viewer comments on this one, is he was asked about the digging deep thing, and he said, well, you know, we've got experience of it, it's useful, but it's not like we now plan to go and score late goals. And he asked about what the free flowing football, when where's that kind of thing. And he said, we had these criticisms last year and we went and put in the best season, he said, in my career Liverpool put in. And the problem is, he said, you've got to build it. And the issue is, and he references it again, because of pre-season. And I just love his turn of phrase. It's a pure Kloppism. But he says, without saying, I didn't have Salah, Firmino and Mane in pre-season. He says, we had pre-season there. You're training these lads. What am I going to do? Am I going to phone them up and say, here's what we learned in training this week, lads, so make sure you're ready with all that knowledge for the season? We've got to build as the season goes on. So he said, the Liverpool side that we're seeing now is not the best Liverpool, which is frightening when you consider that it's 100% start of the season so far. But I really like that as a notion that there's still, and he's keen to stress, he feels there's much more to come from this side.
You think right now we're playing like the best team in Europe? There is no team in Europe or worldwide at the minute with a 100% record apart from Liverpool Football Club. So if there's still more to come, then I'm frightened and I'm a Liverpool fan, because watching that, well, they're going to have to put an 18 rating on all our games, because it's going to be bad. But to be honest with you, it's incredible. Like, the way he's worded the quote from Klopp is perfect, and he speaks about previous years and how every single company seems to try and criticise Liverpool throughout the years, tried to criticise Jurgen Klopp, and how when we changed from the expansive football, people criticised us, and then we went and won the Champions League last season, and Gary Neville came out and said after a couple of defeats away from home that we shouldn't focus on the Champions League, but then look, we go and win it the same year. And Klopp's just, in this press conference, he hit the nail on the head with everything, and I couldn't have answered it better myself sat at home. He literally just, it was the perfect press conference.
Oh, pretty much, absolutely. We'll get your comment in a moment from Si. But before we do, I just want to draw attention that I mentioned, obviously, the combined 11 thing. I've done a video over on my YouTube channel, which is talking about the death of the Liverpool-Man United combined 11, and how, because we're living in a world where you can put 11 players in there, people are trying to draw out of... people are trying to shoehorn United players into situations, and I think it's glorious. So, yeah, it's a big pop at United. It's a big loving for how amazing Liverpool are right now, and even those of you trying to be nostalgic about how good Man United once were, that might not be able to last forever as well. So head over to MHTV and check that video out. Certainly, and as I say, we'll move on to the comments from Mr. Si Fletcher.
Yeah, we haven't got too much time, so we'll just read a couple out. Mr. A says, I love how Klopp has just said he's not bothered by the media circus and combined 11s. They mean nothing. His presser calmed me right down. And Zubiri Mafabi says, I've never loved an LFC manager the way I love Klopp. There's no flaw in his character, swatting off curveball questions like a boss.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he could be tongue-tied in those situations. You know, English is his second language, I presume. God, he might have other ones. But the way he handles those things, and he comes across as a class act, you know, particularly the Solskjaer stuff, without bigging him up as a manager and his qualities as a manager, he he played down all like the fearmongering that you get from him. Again, I thought he handled himself brilliantly, and it was a thoroughly impressive performance once again from the manager in the press conference. Listen, if you're watching, if you've enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe to the Red Men News channel. Just click the subscribe button and the notification bell to be notified when we go live Monday to Friday each and every week. If you listen to this in audio form, hi. Hope your ears are enjoying us. Make sure you head over to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews to get your 50% discount off that subscription and read everything from the wonderful people there, including the likes of James Pearce and Si Hughes as well. Other than that, we've been here for the press conference reaction. I've been Paul Major, and that's been Jack Gill. That is Red Men News for this week. I'll be at Old Trafford this weekend. Stay tuned to the main Red Men TV channel for more content. Ta-da.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.